Interview: The Relation of Loma Linda to Medical Institutions. St. Helena, California, September 20th, 1909. Report of interview between Mrs. E. G. White Burden and W. C. White, Sanitarium, California, September 20th, 1909. E. G. White: We want none of that kind of higher education that will put us in a position where the credit must be given not to the Lord God of Israel, but to the God of Ekron. The Lord designs that we shall stand as a distinct people, so connected with Him that He can work with us. Let our physicians realize that they are to depend wholly upon the true God. I felt a heavy burden this morning when I read over a letter that I found in my room, in which a plan was outlined for having medical students take some work at Loma Linda, but to get the finishing touches of their education from some worldly institution. I must state that the light that I have received is that we are to stand as a commandment-keeping people, and this will separate us from the world. The Sabbath is a great distinguishing line. As God's peculiar people, we should not feel that we must acknowledge our dependence upon the transgressors of God's law to give us influence in the world. It is God that gives us influence. He will give us advantages that are far above all the advantages we can receive from worldlings. Burden: I know that these thoughts are what you have presented to us before. We do not want to cause you to carry a heavy burden. We simply wanted to be sure that we were moving in right lines. If the Lord gives you light, well and good. We will be glad to receive it, and if not, then we will wait. E. G. White: If we follow on to know the Lord, we shall know that His going forth is prepared as the morning. There are some who may not be able to see that here is a test as to whether we shall put our dependence on man or depend upon God. Shall we, by our course, seem to acknowledge that there is a stronger power with the unbelievers than there is with God's own people? When we take hold upon God and trust in Him, He will work in our behalf. But we are to stand distinct and separate from the world. I feel a decided interest in the work at Loma Linda, and I desire that it shall exert a powerful influence for the truth. Your success depends upon the blessing of God, not upon the views of men who are opposed to the law of God. When they see that God blesses us, then people will be led to give consideration to the truths we teach. We need not tie to men in order to secure influence. We need not think that we must have their experience and their knowledge. Our God is a God of knowledge and understanding. And if we will take our position decidedly on His side, He will give us wisdom. I would that all our people might see the inconsistency of our being God's commandment-keeping people, a peculiar people zealous of good works, and yet feeling that we must copy after the world in order to make our work successful. Our God is stronger than is any human influence. If we will accept Him as our educator, if we will make Him our strength and righteousness, He will work in our behalf. These principles may result in a condition of things that is not just as we would like them to be. We may like to have certain conditions that in the end would result in bondage which we do not anticipate. Jesus Christ is our Savior today, and He is willing to work in our behalf if we will not put our dependence upon some other power. If we are sustained by the living God, the superiority of His power will be manifested in His people. This is the testimony that I have borne all the way along. Burden: We love to hear the truth over and over again, that we may be sure it is the truth. E. G. White: You have the word which tells you that God's commandment-keeping people are to have His special favor, and that they are to be sanctified through obedience to the truth. Shall we unite ourselves with those that are full of error, who have no respect for God's commandments? And shall our students go forth to obtain the finishing touches of their education from them? W. C. White: What is to be the final outcome? Will all our medical missionaries be simply nurses? Shall we have no more physicians? Or shall we have a school in which we can ourselves give the finishing touches? E. G. White. Whatever plan you follow, take your position that you will not unite with those that do not respect God's commandments. W. C. White. Does that mean that we are not to have any more physicians, but that our people will work simply as nurses? Or does it mean that we shall have a school of our own to educate physicians? E. G. White. We shall have a school of our own. But we are not to be dependent upon the world. We must place our dependence upon a power that is higher than all human power. If we honor God, He will honor us.
Burden. The governments of Earth provide that if we conduct a medical school, we must take a charter from the government. That in itself has nothing to do with how the school is conducted. It is required, however, that certain studies shall be taught. There are 10 required subjects. Physiology is one. It is required that those who labor as physicians shall be proficient in these studies. In starting our sanitariums for the care of the sick, we must secure a charter from the government. Our printing offices must do the same. Would the securing of a charter for a medical school, where our students might obtain a medical education, militate against our dependence upon God? No, I do not see that it would. Only see that you do not exalt men above God. If you can gain force and influence that will make your work more effective without tying yourselves to worldly men, that would be right. Burden. That is the vital point where we have been hanging for 3 years. The only thing that we have asked for in this matter is to take advantage of the government provision that would give standing room to our students when they are qualified. I do not see anything wrong in that, as long as you do not in any way lift men above the Lord God of Israel or throw discredit upon His power. Burden. In planning our course of study, we have tried to follow the light in the testimonies, and in doing so, it has led us away from the requirements of the world. The world will not recognize us as standing with them. We will have to stand distinct by ourselves. We shall always have to stand distinct. God desires us to be separate. Burden. Now, the proposition in this letter was to deviate from that, so that standing as we do would enable us to stand with them and to have their advantage. From the instruction that has come, it has seemed to me from the very first that we were to stand by ourselves in a distinct light, following the light that God has given with reference to physical healing, and that when we do that, God will open the way before us and give us prestige with the people. But if we deviate and connect with these other schools, we would find ourselves being thrown more and more into the very things that they are doing, and our students would be molded after their similitude instead of after the similitude of the truth. That is what I am trying to guard against all the time. As we read the Bible, we see that God is dishonored when His people go to any worldly power or put their trust in a worldly power. That is where God's people spoilt their history. You must arrange the matter the best you can, but that which is presented to me is that you are not to acknowledge any power as above that of our God. Our influence is to be acknowledged of God because we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. Jesus said at one time, "The scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do, but do not ye after their works." Matthew 23, verse 2, 3. Now the law says that a man shall not practice medicine unless he has a diploma from a college, and unless he has passed the examination of the state board and has a certificate. The law would not recognize the diplomas of our physicians unless they have studied some things that we do not think are really essential. For instance, in their preparation,
They have to study a number of things that we think they might get along without, but we can teach them. We do not have to teach these subjects in their way. We can teach them in our way. When it comes to the study of drugs, they teach how to give them. We can teach the dangers of using them and how to get along without them. In some other schools, they teach geology on the evolution basis. We can teach geology and show that evolution is false. Well, you must plan these details yourselves. I have told you what I have received, but these details you will have to work out for yourselves. Burden. It seems clear to me that any standing we can lawfully have without compromising is not out of harmony with God's plan. No, it is not. All I can say is that I have had very distinct light, however, that there is danger of our limiting the power of the Holy One of Israel. He is the God of the universe. Our influence is dependent upon our carrying out the word of the living God. We weaken our powers by not placing our dependence upon God and taking hold of His strength. This is our privilege.